Welcome to Crappy Friends, the podcast that discusses female friendships, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Listen, I'm doing something else right now.
I'm Kristen. She's Joss. We're happy that you're here.
I'm typing something.
She's very organized and she's working on organizing our stuff. So, so welcome to the podcast, you guys.
Yes,
thank
welcome.
You for writing. We have so many great letters in our email, and we are committed to getting to them all.
Yes, we are.
Since you're writing something, I will start this off. How's that?
Great. That's perfect.
Good afternoon, ladies. This is literally my favorite podcast. Thank you. I thought I'd write to see if you have any advice on a broken friendship that's hard to get over. Sorry if it's long. And sorry for my grammar. We can forgive the length. And we'll work on the grammar.
Yeah.
I have a friend named Alexis, not her real name, whom I met back in middle school. We had a few mutual friends, one of whom was a guy named Ryan. I'm correcting your grammar as I read. So no worries about it. Ryan was Alexis's BFF and a good friend of mine. More on Ryan later, but just for clarification, their friendship was never romantic. By the end of senior year, Alexis and I had become best friends as well. I loved her so much. We spent many late nights confiding in each other, hanging out on the weekends, talking daily outside of school, and told each other our innermost secrets. After high school, she moved to California to go to college, and I stayed on the East Coast. She ended up telling me that her ex was coming to visit her, to which I said, "Oh, please be careful." This guy had broken her heart so many times. She was furious with me. I tried to explain that I was just concerned about her being in Cali alone with him coming out there and breaking her heart again. She hung up on me. I let a few days pass and then saw her online and tried to apologize. She told me to fuck off and got offline. 2 weeks later, I tried one more time. By then, her ex was there with her. I told her I thought maybe there was a miscommunication between us. I apologized again for giving her my opinion when maybe it wasn't wanted and said I should have just been happy for her instead. She told me they planned on eloping later that week and she never wanted to talk to me again.
Wow.
That was it. That was the last time I talked to Alexis. It took me a while to get over that, which was extremely hard for me because I have abandonment issues anyway. I thought she was one of my best friends. I felt guilty, like I had messed up the friendship and I had no way of talking to her. But life goes on, and eventually I got over it and rarely thought about her. Fast forward to about 15 years later. Remember that mutual friend, Ryan? We had initially lost contact, but we reconnected through social media. He eventually told me that he and Alexis had reconnected in 2015 and talked all the time. Apparently, the bad ex had divorced her. She was remarried, had kids, and lived somewhere on the East Coast. I didn't have much to say about that. Though, because I figured she hated me, I talked with Ryan about what happened, and he promised he wouldn't bring me into it if I didn't want to. I kind of left it at that for a while. Anyway, Ryan and I started dating a while later and eventually moved in together. He ended up telling Alexis about it, and she said she was very happy for us. They talked several times a week, and though she never directly spoke to me, it seemed at times she was trying to tell me things through Ryan. I tried not to get too involved, but I would tell Ryan to say hi for me and things like that. I was a little confused about what the boundary was. Secretly, I wanted so bad for her just to talk to me and rekindle the friendship in some capacity. A couple of years into our relationship, she and Ryan ended up in an ongoing argument about some COVID politics. One day, she told Ryan she was done talking to him because of his political views. Ryan tried to apologize and talk it out, but she wouldn't answer him, and that was it. They haven't talked for 2 years now. I know it has nothing to do with me, but it really triggered me back to when she did this to me. I almost feel like it happened to both Ryan and me, again, like I had to relive it through him. I've mostly let it go and don't think about it too often, but sometimes it resurfaces, and I find myself obsessing over it. How could she do that twice? Ryan had been her best friend for a long time, and I know he was also very hurt. I understand she was pissed about our opinions in both situations. I get it, but I don't. I realize I will probably never talk to Alexis again, but it still bugs me. I've tried writing a letter and then ripping it up, and I've brought it up in therapy in the past. It still bugs me at times. This year marks our 20-year high school reunion, and I'm wondering if that's why it's resurfacing. How can I get over it and stop thinking about it once and for all? Sincerely, slow to let go.
All right. So I don't know Alexis well, but based on her two interactions with you, Slo, and Ryan, it seems like this is her standard operating procedure.
Yeah.
If she doesn't like something that you said, you're dumped, and that's the end of it. She doesn't want to hear about it, which is not a terribly mature way to be. This is not how we adult. This is not how we do things. And I can understand, because of the history that you had, that you still think about this, and it's still sort of, you're still sort of ruminating about it. And now, again, with it happening to Ryan, it's like triggered you all over again. And I'm glad you're in therapy, because you really want to talk to your therapist about how to stop ruminating about this.
Yeah.
I don't believe there was anything you could do about Alexis. This is, she's just very bad at communication, I think.
Yeah. I think that you and Ryan are, like most people, folks who value friendship.
Mm.
And I don't think Alexis is.
Exactly.
I think she just views friendship as, you're with me, and if you disagree with me, we're done.
Yeah.
And they're off to another friend, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it can be the last straw kind of conversation, but it doesn't sound like this.
No.
With Alexis, you said very gently, please be careful about getting involved with a guy who had hurt her before. That's what friends do.
Yeah.
And she broke up with you over that.
And ended up getting a divorce.
And when she got divorced, do you think she would ever say, hey, you warned me and I didn't listen and I'm sorry? No. Because she doesn't value friendship.
Right.
It's not that she is unaware that you were right. I just don't think she cares that much about other people, you know? And to break up over COVID, I mean, heck, it's ruined a lot of families, right? But it's, you know, if you can't handle another opinion and you can't work around it, then what kind of maturity are you dealing with, as Joss said?
Yeah.
You know, I think that in all those times that your partner was talking to her and you felt like she was trying to communicate to you because she wanted to maybe reach out again, I don't think she was. I think she was just messing with you.
Yeah.
I think it's her power play.
Yeah.
And in regards to, like, you know, how can you stop thinking about this? You can't. Stop trying. And that's I think that's the fastest way to let go of those thoughts, is to acknowledge them. Admit that there's no solution to the situation, and then keep going about your life.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if you try to avoid these thoughts, I think it will actually make them stick around longer. So if you just say to yourself, like, I'm thinking about Alexis again, this is so irritating, then do something else. Start playing solitaire, clean a closet, listen to a podcast. It's going to resurface a lot, you know, the reunion is bringing up what-if scenarios for you. And I'm sure that if you're like me, you're planning the conversation that you wish you could have. That zinging sentence and ice-cold glare, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Which won't happen. So if you do see her, then you do what adults do. You are polite. Hello, nice to see you again. Don't ask questions of her. Don't say, I heard you had kids, or how come you never reached out to me again? Or you were so mean to Ryan, I could spit on you, right? Just hello. Or maybe, pretty color shirt. Okay. And based on my extensive knowledge of bitchery, I would say that Alexis will pretend there's absolutely nothing wrong and she'll be all fake nice to you.
Yeah, I see that. I mean, I think you're exactly right, Kristen, when you say that she has no value on friendship. I think it's in a hierarchy for her.
Yeah.
You know, boyfriends first,
right,
and friends last, right?
Yeah.
Which is why it was so easy for her to dump you and go after somebody who had broken her heart several times.
Right, right.
So I also think this, something you could talk to your therapist about is this making you feel as if you're not a good judge of character? Is that why you keep ruminating on it? Because you didn't see this coming, and neither did Ryan, and it's happened twice now.
Yeah.
So, you know, talk about that. Ask for advice about how to get over the ruminations. Ruminating about something is very common.
Yeah.
And therapists are great at giving advice about how to help with that.
I think, too, you know, like if you are ruminating about the reunion, I think you want to have your answers. You want to have your script, the line that you will deliver. And if people say, like, oh, you and Alexis, you guys were best friends. Like, are you still so close? You just say something like, you know, we actually drifted apart. How are you? Tell me about you. You know, do you have kids? What do you do for work? Where do you live? Yeah. And so you just give this icy cold classiness. But Joss and I have both experienced being dumped by friends in sort of a shocking and unexpected way.
Mm-hmm.
And rumination is part of the process. Those thoughts, even sometimes like years later, you think, I still can't believe she did that.
Yeah.
I can't believe she threw our friendship away.
Yeah.
You know, it still comes up once in a while. It doesn't have the same impact.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, you know, you got over it, you were fine, but then you reconnected with Ryan. And so there she was again in your life. And so it's really normal that you're going through this. Don't think like you're obsessed or stalkery or whatever. It's just, this just happened again, you know?
Yeah.
And now your 20th is coming up. So you have to kind of, you know, gird your loins a little bit, because there's going to be a lot of chatter on social media or in group texts and maybe at the actual reunion itself. So just know that you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
This has happened to the best of us. Mm-hmm. And it's not your judge of character. You were a child when you made this friend.
Yeah. And you loved her like a child does, which is just very without inhibition.
Open-hearted.
Very pure, open-hearted. It's lovely, really.
But it's like, I believe it's chapter two of our book, which you might want to pick up, Crappy Friends, The Ultimate Guide to Female Friendship. Joss talks about you are not immune.
Yeah.
I'll bet you Alexis showed you what she did to friends when you were in high school.
Yeah, look back.
Think about it. And I'll bet that Ryan knew about how she dropped you before he reconnected with you.
Mm-hmm.
And just thought, well, you know, but I'm her best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the mistake that we make, is ignoring somebody's clear character by thinking that, but we're so special, they would never do that to us. They will, and they have.
Right.
And if you know that, it just makes it a lot easier. If you say, like, okay, so I can see that Alexis is the type of person who cuts somebody dead if they disagree with her.
Yes.
Noted.
Yes.
I will temper my friendship accordingly.
Yes.
She might be really fun to go bowling with on Friday nights, and that's all I'm going to give.
I just remember once bitten, twice shy. I mean, you were bitten, you know, sort of through Ryan. So you've been bitten twice by this woman. You go back to this reunion. Don't let the nostalgia make you fall for that again.
Yeah.
This is who this woman is. She's absolutely shown you who she is.
Yeah.
This is a major red flag. And so, like Kristen says, classy, cool, super elegant, and you're done.
Yeah.
And then you're done.
Yeah. Because you've seen twice, once when she was a youth and once when she was a grown-ass adult, that she is capable of ditching someone she reportedly loves because they disagreed with her.
For no reason. I mean, you want your friends to be able to give some kind of criticism, constructive criticism. You want your friends to be there for you and say, you know what, honey, I don't think you should do that.
Right.
And you want your friends there doing that
That's
for you.
That's the essence of friendship.
Them.
Is to look out for that person. And
you don't want a yes man. You just don't, right? That's not what you want.
I don't get the impression, Joss, that our letter writer is worried about falling for Alexa again.
Mm.
Let me check that letter again. I think
she saw the signs through Ryan.
Yeah.
And I don't want her to go to this reunion with the oldies playing and the nostalgia pumping.
Yeah.
And you're seeing old friends and all, you know, you're out by the football field and you're remembering that time when you and Alexis did this fun thing. And I don't want you to get involved in that and then all of a sudden think, you know, maybe it'll be different this time.
And that's, is true. You know, it does, you think like my whole high school, my whole adolescence and teenage years were written with this person.
Mm-hmm.
Surely that's worth something.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, but it's not worth revisiting in real time.
That's right.
You can look back on it, enjoy the good times that you had together. I mean, that's something that I think it took me to my 40s to learn, and you're 38 now, so you're getting close, sweetie. It took me to my 40s to realize that even though a friendship doesn't last, and even if you break up in kind of an ugly, unpleasant way, it does not erase the happy times. Those were legitimately happy, fun, rewarding. You know, it's not that erases everything. Mm-hmm. It's that it was not sustainable.
That's right.
So it you know, it lasted while it lasted.
Yeah.
And then it just wasn't one of those friendships that was going to go the distance.
That's right.
So,
yeah.
I'd love to hear about your high school reunion.
Me too.
For sure.
That's always fun.
Yeah. mine is coming up. My 40th high school reunion. 40. And I'm so excited. And you know what's been fun is that, you know, I had my closest friends in high school. I kept in touch consistently with one friend from high school.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook made it a little bit easier so I can like chat on my friend's page. Oh, this nice thing happened to you. Congratulations. Or, but I kept close with one. And then a few years ago, a bunch of my classmates came to one of my book signings.
I remember that. I was there.
Oh, and we went out afterwards and it was so much fun. And these were not the girls that I was super close with in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, what's lovely is, you know, this is probably like, you know, 35 years after high school. I was like, yeah, we weren't friends in high school, but you are awesome. You know, like we knew of each other. We just didn't go to each other's houses and share rides and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, this was a Catholic girls' school. So girls came from all over the central part of our state. So it wasn't like you lived on the same street with your classmates.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you went to boarding school and, you know, kind of the same thing at summer.
Yeah.
You had no idea where your friends were. But it was such a nice opportunity to re-meet these friends and see who they are as adult women. And, you know, see what happened to, like, the bad girls who are always getting called to the principal's office. They are the best people. fun, you know.
And, I love it.
So I'm really looking forward to my 40th coming this summer, and I think a bunch of them are coming to my book launch for my upcoming book because it's at our old high school.
Oh, fun!
So,
oh my god,
that'll be fun. Yeah,
yeah.
That reminds me of that John Mayer song. You know, I want to run through the halls of my high school.
Well, that's great. John Mayer. Yeah.
So good luck, honey. Let us know how the reunion goes.
Yeah. And I mean, let us know how you and Ryan are doing. I'm really interested to see how that relationship is progressing.
Yeah. That's a really interesting thing. I'd love to hear how Ryan is handling it.
Because
my experience, my husband has a very good female friend who predates our marriage, and every couple of years they meet in New York City when she's down for a trade show and they might have dinner. He calls her like twice a year. She calls him. And sometimes like we put her on speaker, we talk, we've stayed at their house and invited them, she and her husband, to our house. And, but I'd be really interested to hear how Ryan feels about the breakup because this is not two guys.
No.
And I'd be really interested to hear how Ryan feels about the breakup and if he's ruminating and wondering
Yes, from the man's perspective. Yeah. I love yeah. it. Yes.
So, yeah. So please write back to us. We loved hearing yes. from you. Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed this episode, check out our book, Crappy Friends, The Ultimate Guide to Female Friendship.
Send your friendship letters to the ladies at crappyfriends.net.
I'm Kristen Higgins.
And I'm Joss Day.
And we're best friends. Forever.
Forever.